Episode 8.
Hello and welcome to Guided Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 253. And today, you know, what's the time now? It's now 6:40 here, a.m. in New Zealand. I'm currently on the way to the gym to do my regular spin class. And, you know, I was thinking about it first thing this morning. I was up at 3 a.m. on a coaching call with a couple of my coaches that have been coaching me over the past sort of 12 to 18 months. And, you know, it got me thinking. I had a meeting this morning, my own coaching meeting. I'm creating and writing some programs. And, you know, the meeting was meant to be at 6:30. And so I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to miss my gym class this morning. I'll have to miss my class and I'll just schedule it for tomorrow. And I'll do my own workout at home, you know, to accommodate for missing that class this morning so I could make this coaching call at 6:30. Anyway, it turns out that I actually got the day wrong. It's actually the same time tomorrow. So, because I was up at 3, I was already in my gear, I had everything ready to go. I literally, within 4 minutes, rescheduled the call for tomorrow morning, booked in my class, and I'm now on the way there. So, what's the point to this story? Really, it is just that time management system that you have. You know, it's easy, it's so easy. And all week I have heard people say, I don't have time. And I actually caught myself saying it the other day. You know, I just don't have time to focus on my accounting. So I've been looking for a new accountant. I'm going through some legal things at the moment, transferring all of my financials and things to a new advisor. And you know, I was thinking, well, I probably need to just find time to actually go through my financials, sit down with my accountant regularly. So now we're scheduling in an hour and a half meeting. We're going to sit down together at the round table. We're going to go through everything. We're going to go through you know, the plan for the next quarter, for the next two quarters of this year. So, you know, it is just scheduling that. So I had to change my whole schedule, my whole calendar around just to allocate an hour and a half to schedule this meeting with my accountant. And, you know, I had to juggle around my classes, juggle around my gym time, you know, which I need. You know, I need to keep myself fit. I'm in I suppose you would call it a physical role with my current business, and I just need to be in my peak performance all the time. I need to have my energy management right. I need to have my scheduling right. And without that, I find that life just becomes chaotic when I'm faced with crises or situations that pop up that I wasn't expecting. You know, it's so much easier then to be able to actually adapt and cope with those strategies. You know, if I get thrown 10 things at once and I've got to get it done ASAP, you know, it's easy because my schedule is on target, and I know exactly where I am, and it just setting that routine makes so much difference. So that is it today, really, just to, you know, we all say our time management is good, but it is something I have learned over the years to just, you know, there's always room for improvement, always. You can always find that extra 15 minutes or 30 minutes. You know, I can get so much done now on a 15-minute call with a coach or with a client. It's amazing once you start putting these processes into place, how much freedom and how much time, extra time that you create for yourself, so you can do the things that you enjoy. You can spend that time with your family. You can plan that day out or those activities that you've put on the back burner. So that's it today. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be updating you regularly, as you know, from here on in, with new things and, that we're coming up with. So I will tune in again with you tomorrow. Thanks.